Welcome back to Global House. Happy to see you all here again. I know that you listen on the webcast, but that's a little different, and so it's nice to have you here. There are two Avyakt Muralis that I want to share a few thoughts about. One was yesterday, the Murali we heard in the afternoon from Madhuban, and of course today's Murali. So firstly, the Murali yesterday, Baba spoke of three words, and each of those words were in English. Baba often uses rhyming words and Hindi words, of course, but yesterday's three essence words were in English, and I'm sure you all remember them. And Baba said, in terms of service, do powerful service with your mind, and through your words, be knowledgeable, and through your actions, be loveful. Then Baba has explained all this before, so Baba didn't take the time to explain it again. But I just wanted to explore that because Baba's Avyakt Muralis have been coming since 1969 and many of Baba's children have come after that. And so powerful in my thoughts. Do I have doubts about myself? Do I have doubts about others? Do I have doubts about Baba's service? Do I have doubts in Gyan? It could be any one of these things. And if I haven't reinforced the foundation of faith, then my thoughts are going to be fluctuating. My thoughts aren't going to be consistently powerful. And so Baba's talked a lot about Mansa Seva, service through the mind. But if my thoughts are not powerful, how am I going to be able to do Mansa Seva? And so I need to check the foundation of my faith. Faith in myself. Do I have that feeling within the soul that I am a deity soul? Or is it a little bit of a question mark? I think that once you become a Brahmin and you hear Baba's Muralis, then I think for most there's a very, very firm awareness that we are deity souls. And I'm sure that everybody would raise their hands that yes, we are deity souls. But do I behave like that through the day? What are the qualities of a deity? And we know all of those things. But I think the checking point is, if I want my thoughts to be powerful, then I also have to keep checking. Do I have that awareness of being a deity soul? And then there's not going to be question mark in my mind about, can I not? And so my state of self-respect is not just as a Brahmin, but being a Brahmin, my stage of self-respect is that I know that Baba's making me a deity soul, but also that I have filled within myself the record, the part of being a deity soul. In the Sakar Muralis, Baba's taken up the subject about the part of the soul being recorded. And yes, in terms of today, Baba is saying that don't look at what others are doing, don't have thoughts about them, because just put a full stop to all that. You know that this is their part. You cannot change their part. And so that state of acceptance and that state of respect for them, they are deity souls. Early days, and when someone would go to Mamma in Karachi, there were 60 Kumaris all staying together in Kunj Bhavan. And can you imagine 60 young sisters all staying together? I remember an old Sindhi gentleman I met in Bombay, and this would have been in the 70s. And he said to me, because by then I was in a white sari, so he knew instantly what I was doing. So he said to me, "Hats off to Brahma Baba." I said, "Why?" I wanted to hear what he had to say. He said, "For a small group of people," and then he used the word sisters, but that's very gender biased, so I won't say that. Any group, whether it's five brothers or five sisters, even for five brothers to stay in a house, I used to get all the reports from Shanti Bhavan, but also five sisters to stay together is quite an achievement. And Baba was able to take care of 60 young sisters in Karachi in Kunj Bhavan, but also after that, hold the whole gathering of 350 people together, absolutely with harmony. Amazing, isn't it? But the seed of that, the faith, that Mama would say to them, "How come you're complaining about this one? This is the soul you used to worship in bhakti and say you are the deity, you are the goddess. And now that you have an opportunity actually to live with the goddess, you're complaining, how come?" And so they would laugh and smile and adjust. But the point that if I see others with that vision, Baba uses the word Trikal Darshi, seeing the three aspects of time. I'm seeing their current sanskars and current behavior, but can I see them in that original state at the start of the cycle as a deity soul? What would my relationship with them be like? And if that's what I'm doing through the day, then definitely in my mind, when I sit to do Amrit Vela, when I sit to send out vibrations to the world at any other time, my thoughts are going to be immensely powerful. But if through the day there's been all sorts of other thoughts going in, why, how, all of these things that can happen in anything, anywhere, I'm not building up that stage of power in my mind to be able to serve the world in the way that Baba's asking me to do. And then Baba said, "Knowledgeful in your words." Is it third party stuff that I'm repeating to somebody? I've heard this one, I've heard that one, and so that's informed my impressions, and so that's how I'm behaving with them. And although I'm talking about yesterday's Murali, in today's Murali, Baba's again mentioned that. Are you seeing another with thoughts of their past behavior? And of course, whatever you see, then your behavior changes and it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. I say, "Well, I knew they were going to say this. I knew they were going to do this." And that's exactly what happened. Well, I created that vibration. I created that atmosphere. So, of course, that is what happened. So what I need to do is to just go back into the self and see, are my thoughts based on truth? Or is my imagination taking over? Or am I being influenced by the things that others are saying? I don't know the story of that individual with the other and what sort of history they have together, but I don't need to know that. I just need to know that my thoughts have to be based on the truth that Baba speaks. What is Baba asking of me? And can I go back to that rather than the words of others or my own past impressions? And so words based on knowledge. Just think about it from the morning through to the night. Is it just business? And just remember Dadi Janki, Dadi Prakashmani. Many of you did know both. And so Dadi Janki was always first step, Baba's knowledge. then, okay, she'd give 20 minutes to Gyan and she'd give 5 minutes to business. That was her track record. And it was fine. Because with Gyan, the intellect was swept clean and then the business could happen in 5 minutes. And she gave very clear guidance and answers. Lati Prakashmani, a little bit different. She would use silence. She would hear your story. And then she would give you her answer through that power of silence. But both of them able to deal with business matters very fast. Lati Gulzar, total silence. And then at the end, maybe just 3 words, 2 words, just an indication of the direction you need to go in. So the point of using knowledge and through knowledge, the power of silence also. And whatever you say is going to be the right thing, at the right moment, in the right way, with the right tone. Sometimes what we're saying is fine, it's right, but the tone with which we're speaking is not right. It's really not respectful. And so, firstly, to be stable within, and then listen, and then whatever is the need. And to say what I need to say with respect. And then the third thing that Baba says, so just check, is it imagination, is it influence, or is it truly what Baba's asking me to do and what Baba's vision is? And a third step, Baba spoke about actions. Are my actions expressing the love that Baba wants me to feel and share? So powerful, knowledgeful, loveful. And so in terms of my actions, how do I express love? Even pre-COVID, Baba didn't want us to hug each other. Post-COVID, anyway, it's not allowed. So that's not love. But to be able to express kindness, to have care and concern for another, to be able to put myself in their slippers, their shoes, and ask, what do I need to do here? And so kindness and compassion, these would be the expressions of being loveful. And again, to what extent am I just self-centered and concerned about my own comfort, or am I truly concerned about serving others with that love, with that kindness and compassion? I remember a story that Chandruben from San Francisco shared. She must have been about 17 and she was going to Madhuban for the first time. And Lati Prakashmani was still resident in Bombay. So this would have been around 66, 67 in those days. And she had decided at the last minute to go. Her mother had been wanting her to go, but she hadn't decided. So last minute she decided. And of course, Baba wouldn't want anyone to travel first class. We would all travel third class. There wasn't much difference between third and second, so that wasn't a factor. And especially when you travel third class in India, if you don't book your sleeper seat in advance, there just isn't space for you to lie down. And so this girl's young and she's strong, she's healthy. But Lati Prakashmani gave up her seat, her sleeper seat, so that Chandru could actually rest during the journey. And she said that she made her feel very comfortable. No, I'm absolutely fine. I can just sit and I can be with Baba through the night. I've done this journey many, many times. You haven't, and it'll be difficult for you. And so I want you to rest so that you're fresh when you arrive and you take full benefit from Baba. So love, kindness. Am I willing to give up my comfort? Am I willing to give up my time to be able to support another? And there could have been many other things said, because Daddy would have been in her 40s and Chandru was just a teenager. But that is love. And I'm sure many of you have lots of stories of Dadi Prakashmani's love, where she wouldn't be thinking of herself, but thinking of others. Dadi Janki, it didn't matter about timings, whether it's her meal time, whether it's her bedtime, and her carers would be showing us a stern eye, but Dadi ignored all of that. And whatever was the need, Dadi's love, just to be able to serve and give and give and give. I remember Dadi Janki saying to us in the days of Tennyson Road, when just Suresh Ben, Dadi and myself were there, and we would start cooking at 12 o'clock and each one had different things that we would do. Dadi would make the vegetables, I would make the salad, and Suresh Ben would do the chapatis. When you're cooking for three people, what big deal is it? It all gets done in half an hour. And when somebody would come, Dadi would say, stop whatever you're doing and just go and attend to them. And she would say, why do you think gas stoves were invented? So that you can turn them on and turn them off within a second. If you had a wood fire like they used to do in Madhuban, and Madhuban was quite a palaver, you get the wood, you stack it up properly, you start lighting it, you have to stoke it. It's a whole big story. But gas cookers were invented so that you could just turn them off and stop what you're doing and just go and do what is important, which was to meet the person who had come. So all of them just the care for others rather than just concern about my physical comforts and needs. So kindness, compassion, being loveful. And then today's Murali, again, extremely powerful. And Baba's talking about the three lines of fortune. Baba's taken the subject up in different ways in the last few weeks. But today, the three lines of fortune that Baba's seeing, or rather it could be the three lines of destiny. What is your future fortune? What is your destiny for the future? And the first one, remembrance. Since coming to Baba, has it been unbroken love, so that my thoughts go to Baba, I'm able to connect with Baba? Or is it that others have come in the way? And a very interesting question that Baba's asked. If there's somebody else who is number one, who you remember first in any situation, then how can you expect to be number one? If Baba is number two for you, you remember whether it's your doctor, whether it's your dentist, whoever it is. But whatever it is, when you think of them first, and Baba is second, how can you expect to be number one? And so, just to check, is Baba number one for me? Is Baba the one who I connect with at all times? Or is it others who come in the way? And then I finally get to Baba. Even if it's circumstances that are getting in the way. Well, how are the circumstances going to change? They're not going to change by thinking about them. But with Baba's remembrance, they will change. The whole energy shifts and amazing things can happen. And so just check the line of your remembrance, straight and clear, or a little bit crooked at times, or even broken at times. And the second thing, purity. And again, it's come up last week in the blessing, and again today, that purity is not just celibacy. The Hindi word is brahmacharya. But Baba's talking about Brahma Acharan. Brahma Acharya. And my activity like Brahma Baba. Brahma, my teacher. And so following in the footsteps of Brahma and what Brahma Baba is saying. And so Brahma Acharya. And my teacher, my behavior, following in those footsteps. Now that makes it a very different game. Okay, so I'm celibate, but am I following in the footsteps of Brahma Baba? And I won't go into the detail of Brahma Baba's life. There will be another opportunity to do that, I'm sure. But just to keep checking, and we know what Brahma Baba's life story is. I shared a story about Brahma Baba the other day, and I was surprised that many didn't know it. So I'll share it now. So just one example of Brahma Baba's life. Did you know that the original building that existed when they got Pandav Bhavan, and they got Pandav Bhavan around the 50s, early 50s, so in between Bridgekoti and Pandav Bhavan, they were in another place. Bridgemoon Bhai, I asked him the question a little while earlier when the story had come up. What was the year that Pandav Bhavan was actually created? And he didn't know the exact year, but it was around 53, 54. And he said that his first visit has been to Madhavan had been in 53, and that had been in Kota House, and Kota House and Pokhran House. I hadn't understood that they were actually both together there at the same time, with just one flight of steps separating them. So I'm sharing this story because, you know, when you get that history and picture, it just makes you aware of what the Yajna is about. And so why they'd had to leave Bridgekoti was because they couldn't pay the rent. That's the bottom line. And so they were basically having to leave. And then I don't know how they got Kota House and Pokhran House, but one was where it was activities and the other one was where they were actually having their residence and one flight of stairs separating the two buildings. And then they got the land and Baba's place, the original place in Pandav Bhavan. And Pandav Bhavan was just stables. This is why they were able to get it very, very cheap. Because it was just empty land and no one in the 50s knew what would be happening in the 21st century and the cost of land at that time, of course. So it was just jungle and mountain. And only that original building. And they were stables. How thick are the walls of a stable? And Baba lived there. Mama lived there. And so paper thin walls, and with global warming now, you just get a few very cold days in Abu. But in those days, December, January, February was bitterly cold, freezing cold. And Baba insisted on staying there even after History Hall and the adjoining rooms were built. Baba still said no. Shiv Baba came, this old body, and Baba, Brahma Baba, is going to stay in the old building, the original building. Baba did not accept the facilities for himself. He said, this is for the children, not for me. So think about that sort of renunciation. And when you're in your 80s, you feel the cold more than you do when you're in your 30s and 40s. That's what I've seen with people, with seniors. And so Baba not accepting anything for himself. On a spiritual level, Baba saying in the Murali, I haven't told you anything. It's Shiv Baba who's speaking. Shiv Baba is telling you everything. So that your attention gets directed again and again away from the chariot to the one, not accepting anything. And then Shiv Baba yesterday in the Murali, amazing. It's drama. I didn't say anything. It's drama. And one little story about that. In the 60s, 66, 67, I'm in Abu, and I haven't got Gyan properly, but I'm in Abu, and my fortune. And after Murali, Didi Manmoini, she would follow Baba out and go to Baba's room, and then she would beckon to a few of us to follow her. And anyway, it was only about 10 of us who were in the party that had come from Pune. The rest were 30 residents in Abu because it was July monsoons. And she said to Baba, "Baba, that was a beautiful murli you spoke." And Baba gave a drishti very intensely and then said, "But that wasn't me. That was the one." And then she said again, "But Baba spoke a very beautiful murli." And again Brahma Baba saying, "But that was according to drama." End of story. And so yesterday Baba saying that it's not me, it's just my part in drama. And of course the human experience where I want recognition, I did this. Why didn't somebody say thank you? Why wasn't it acknowledged? Why am I not treated with that respect? Because I'm doing this, this and this. So Brahma Acharya, Brahma the teacher, Brahma the father, am I following in the footsteps? And so purity to that extent. And then the third subject, the subject of service. So my destiny through yoga, my destiny through purity, my destiny through service. And the two words that Baba's used there is absolutely altruistic, no concern, no intention for what I can receive from the service that I do. Absolutely to know that Baba's making it happen. The opportunity came because of Baba. The gifts that I've been blessed with have come because of Baba. And so what could I have done anyway, whether it's little or big, but absolutely altruistic to be able to share whatever gifts I have, whether it's mind, body, wealth, talent, skills, experience, whatever. It's a gift that I have, and so can I use that to be able to serve others without any expectation whatsoever. It's interesting because I know that there will be the return. There'll be the return of happiness today, that I've done what I needed to do, but also I know that that's destiny fixed for the future. But literally, so what are the limited intentions that get in the way of my desires? My desires create all sorts of intentions which are not clean. Baba spoken about swachita, that state of absolute cleanliness. And so my desires get in the way. And that's when things become a little unclear, not so clean, a little bit muddy even. And so what's going to be the outcome of that service? And the other word that Baba's used a lot is nirvighin, without obstacles. Guess where the obstacles come in service? The game of sanskars. If I'm on my own, fine. But if I'm in connection with two, even me and one other, even two, and then multiply it, and it's 5, and it's 50, and it's 100, and it's not such an easy game, but that is what is going to make me complete. And that is what is going to create my future destiny. If because of sanskars I say, whether it's my sanskars or the other sanskars, if I say, okay, I'm just going to escape into solitude and isolation and just do meditation, fine. But what happens to my destiny? I've shared this story before, but I don't mind sharing it because Baba's talked about international projects today and a very, very clear Baba appreciating, but also giving a very clear instruction. The rest of the world did million minutes. I think it was finally 88 countries that participated. And by then we had centers in 60 countries, but other countries heard about it and participated. So 88 countries participated in million minutes. Bharat didn't for various reasons. And they were busy with their Golden Jubilee celebrations. Of course, the whole story of getting all the awards, the Peace Messenger Awards and all of this from the UN. And then in 87, Baba saying, make sure that your next project is the rest of the world and Bharat. Make sure that all those energies come together and you're able to do what you need to do together. And you can imagine New York, Nairobi, London, Sydney, Delhi, Abu. And it was a very interesting adventure of seeing our sanskars and the sanskars of others across the world and Bharat. And around October time, no, it would have been August monsoons, around this Murali's in February, I think, yeah, February. And so August, Daddy Prakash, when he's hearing news of Daddy Kumar, Daddy Janki kept in touch with Madhavan every day. And so Daddy would relay news from the rest of the world, and Daddy Prakashmani would share from Madhavan and Bharat. And it was quite an adventure of sanskars. And Daddy Prakashmani called us all to Madhavan. And we arrived in Madhavan. It's raining, it's foggy, it's cold, it's very wet. But it was lovely to be there out of season. And our hope was that Baba would come to meet us. In those days, Baba did come even to meet a small group. But Daddy Gulzar was there too, so our hope had a good foundation. But then Daddy Gulzar went to Baba, and Baba said, no, Baba will not come, but Baba will give special instructions and guidance. And so we had to be in Om Shanti Bhavan meditation room. It's a beautiful room. And so we are there, people from abroad, the main instruments of Bharat. And we are having yoga there. Then Daddy Gulzar comes in about half an hour later. And we're still thinking that maybe we can pull Baba. Maybe Baba will still come. But she went into trance. And then after a little while, it was clear that it was Daddy Gulzar, not Baba. And so again, after giving us Baba's Rishti, she gave us the message that Baba had given. Baba said, when you're playing lots of love and chat, etc., but the main message, when you're playing a game and there's a ball that's being hit, sometimes the ball hits your ankles and sometimes the ball is hit by the bat. And if you're hit on your ankles, either by the bat or by the ball, you don't say, I'm not going to play anymore. And you don't run away from the playing field. But you stay on the playing field and it's okay. You know, you expect that sometimes the ball is going to hit you and it's no big deal. And so when you're playing on the game, the field of service, and if sometimes you're hit, it's okay. It shows you how strong and resilient you are. And so don't worry about these balls that hit your shin. Just carry on playing the game. And so that was why Daddy Prakash, when he called us to Madhavan, to get this particular message from Baba. And so a very lovely experience of then actually working together with Bharat and the rest of the world. And Baba's mentioned that that's what you need to do for the future, work together. So very powerful instruction. And after that, it's always been that we've done projects together. So very beautiful, very powerful, really. And so one last thing I want to comment on, and then it's homework for you because time is running. Baba's mentioned, make your stage like Shiv Baba, Siddhi, but let your life be like Brahma Baba. Shiv Baba incorporeal, but of course there's a lot behind that. So let your stage be like Shiv Baba, and yet your life be like Brahma Baba. Very powerful thing to think about. Om Shanti.